Grace to you and peace from the one who this night brings a child. My friend Bill was in the ministry for 40 some odd years and chose finally, believe it or not, to retire. And retire he did, and immediately took his first interim call, which meant that he went and served a church who was waiting for their permanent pastor, and he did his first one, and then his second one, and then his third. And then finally, Anne, his wife, suggested that perhaps he ought to actually retire. And so he did. Within a few weeks, he was working full-time. This time, doing something different. He and Anne, who had been in the medical profession, and she also had retired, found themselves working with Syrian refugees. They really didn't know much about the refugee situation, except that it had changed. They had worked a lot with refugees many, many years ago in the 60s, and had participated in the life flight from Vietnam when children were brought to Hawaii. But things had changed. Now they were working with people who had lived not weeks or months in internment camps, but years in refugee camps. It turned out that once you apply for asylum in the United States and you are in a refugee camp, it will take a minimum of 12 years before you will find your way here. Most people will wait 15 years. So, what they do is they find housing for people who are coming. They finally have gotten their $923 from the U.S. government to start their life, get educated, get all of their ID, and find a house. And the church steps in, organizations step in, Bill and Ann step in. They find housing. Well, Ann, being a good person, also happens to be very Midwestern, and what does she do, of course, but make quilts? She sews. So one day when she was in the office, she was talking with one of the managers and mentioned that she was sewing later in the afternoon. And being, of course, someone who runs a nonprofit, he immediately saw an opportunity. He said, Ann, would you be willing to give lessons to the refugees in sewing? One more thing to do. Ann, being a good Lutheran, said, well, of course I will, but I can't take on any more than 4 students. And the director said, well, how about 6? She said, okay, 6, but no more, because that's all the machines that I have. So the day came, they set up the 6 machines there at the office, and 9 students showed up. If you can have 6, you can have 9. It's all good. So they began to sew. This was a way for the men and women who were living in the houses that they had provided to begin to learn a craft. One day, an old lady walked in. She was bent and wizened, and she hadn't spoken. Anne didn't know who she was. She was a Syrian woman, and she walked in. She walked to the corner of the room where there was an old black Singer sewing machine. If you're old enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're too young for that, let me tell you that your clothes do not appear on Google. They get sewn. It's a machine. It's really cool. Come to my house. I'll show you how to sew. She stood at the machine, and Anne walked over. It was in the middle of class, and Anne walked over and said, can I help you? And she said, in English, I used to have a machine just like this, and I sewed for everyone, but we had to leave it behind. And Anne said to her, well, you know, if you come and take my class. This would be wonderful. You could come. And what we do is you go through the class, and at the end of the class, if you finish the class, we give you the sewing machine. And the woman sat and talked with Anne for 20 minutes about her children and the clothes that she had sewed, this wonderful machine, and she kept running her hands back and forth over this old Singer machine. In the corner of her eye, Anne could see the staff on the other side of the glass partition, gathering in groups and weeping and laughing and weeping. She finished her conversation with the woman, and she went out past the glass partition as her students finished their work, and she said, "What is the deal with you people?" And they said, "That old woman has spoken to only two people in the last 2 years. She has been so broken that she's only said a few words to her social worker and a few words to her caseworker. And we just watched her spend 20 minutes speaking to you in English and laughing and smiling. It was as if her whole life had been remade. As if she had found herself again, the part of her that had been lost in poverty and war and 15 years in a camp, raising her children in a place that they had never known anything else from birth till the time they left. And the staff was so touched. She had found herself, her life. It was such a simple thing. A sewing machine. Something that you could find at any thrift store, or I bet if we took a poll, there's probably 8 or 10 of them back at your houses that you haven't looked at for years. This simple black Singer sewing machine that most of us would consider to be trash, this simple thing had brought her life. She took the class. She finished the class. She took the machine home. And it was like finding a newborn in a basket for her. God does the same thing this night for us. A simple thing. Just a child. A child like so many other children. If you'd have been here at the 5:30 service, it wouldn't have been just the Stark kids here. We had a passel of kids. They were so common that the people really understood. Kids were everywhere. A simple thing is what God has given to us this night, and it changes everything. Jesus brings hope to the hopeless, brings joy to those who are in great sorrow. This child, this simple child, helps us to find ourselves, that we too can live again. The story of this Syrian refugee woman is repeated 100,000 times a day. And her way back to life began when God sent Anne to teach her to sew. And instead of a quilt, she found life. And so shall we. For tonight, unto us is born a child. And that changes everything.